What, me worry? I used to think it was the end of the world when I had a problem, I had a hard time solving, or couldn't solve. I was reminded of this the other day when the site's computer had one of the most unusual problems I have ever seen with all my years of computer experience. I will not rehash everything again, I will just give you a small synopsis of the problem. I had to restore the computer to a previous point of 2 days before, but the reset took me back to 2018 even though I never picked that. Then I was getting errors telling me my desktop site computer was a portable workstation and it couldn't be updated with any software and my backup didn't work. This was important to me because my articles are written on it and it is used for other important things. I have a laptop but it wasn't fully set up for the job and I never had even set up the email, shame on me. I sat back for a second and said to myself, with all the people out there that have far more serious problems, I shouldn't let this bother me to the point of getting me very upset. After all, it was not as if I had a heart attack, thank goodness. That is how we should look at things. When something goes wrong which upsets us, we should step back and compare that problem to some of the more serious problems others have, and if it is not a serious health problem or a foreclosure on our home, we should realize no matter how aggravating the problem is, it will eventually be solved. I once had a problem with a tax authority where my tax bill was too high. I was upset and figured I would call about it in a couple of days. Before I could call, I received a letter from that authority admitting they made a mistake on my home taxes and they should be for a different amount, which was a lot less money. I have noticed in my long life, sometimes things have a way of working out on their own. It doesn't happen often, but it does happen. I remember being very upset when my credit rating from one of the big three companies went down a couple of hundred points for no reason. I contacted the company and read the report, and the reason it went down was someone had listed a person with a different name who had declared bankruptcy on my account. There were a lot of times in my life where things went wrong which I had no control over, but if one lives long enough, this is what happens. When I was in the US Army, I was called in to see the company commander who laced into me for an unpaid loan. I told him I had no unpaid loans, but he threatened me because a company was calling him. This made me very upset, and I got the number of the company and told them I not only never had a loan with them, they weren't even in my state. It is hard to believe what I was told, because today it would probably result in a lawsuit against the company, but they told me they notified several different bases where soldiers were stationed with the same name to try and catch the person who took out the loan. Most of us love our electronic gadgets, but there are times when they let us down at the worst of moments. I was just reading about people who had the new electronic thermostats. Guess what happened? According to the news, about 22,000 people with the new thermostats were prevented from turning up the air conditioning in Colorado. It was said to be an energy emergency. Now these people have to wonder how often in the future the heat will be turned down also. Talk about getting upset. The temperatures reached 90 degrees. The company has these people in a special program where the company controls their thermostats in exchange for money, but after the sign-up bonus of $100, they only get $25 per year. I think many of them will get out of this plan if they are smart. There is some stress I can understand you can do nothing about, and it is the stress which is put onto everyone by the crime waves which have been allowed to happen. It must be almost unbearable for people who have to take the subway in New York City to get to work, and even those who have to walk a few blocks. Every day they have to worry about being a victim and maybe getting seriously injured or even killed. If they are injured, the criminal will be out on the street again in a few hours, while they might have to spend days or more in the hospital. Many of our everyday worries pale in comparison to this one. When you buy a car, after reading the specs and decide you like what it comes with, you expect the things that came with the car to operate for the life of the car. I am talking about the navigation and other remote functions. That wasn't the case with a new car I had purchased, and it made me angry. 2 years after I purchased my car, the 3G cell phone service no longer existed in my area, it went to 5G. It was bad enough I had to buy a new cell phone, my old one was only 2 years old also, but it couldn't be updated to the new service. Everyone knew this service was coming for years, so there was no excuse for the phone not being able to handle that service. Then some of the services on the car no longer worked, so I checked with the company only to find out they also ran on 3G service and could not handle the update to 5G. I lost my navigation and all my remote services such as remote start, setting the environment and a few other services. I was angry over this for a while and thought this might result in a lawsuit, but it didn't so far. I eventually calmed down because the car also had Android and I could use Google Maps for navigation, and it went to the screen in the car and was better than the original navigation, but I still have no remote service. The app for the phone which came with the car no longer works. I have mellowed in my old age and now realize life is too short to worry about the things which are usually not as important as we think they are.